lies we tell. It's the lies we tell. We tell lies.
Oh, yeah, you can have a sheet of paper. I have it, but I never look at it. It's kind of like a set list. Like, just having it in your back pocket's fine. Oh, that's a pretty notebook.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, I like the way you write.
Oh, thank you.
You're a fan of the no lines and stuff, too.
No lines. Yeah, it kind of gives me, you know, freedom to draw or,
I either do the no lines or the dots.
I like dots, too.
The dots are okay.
Oh, I like dots, too.
But most of
right here. These are dots, actually.
Oh, they are dots?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's so faint I couldn't see it.
I don't remember where I got it. You know, but yeah. I remember it was like an investment.
Yeah, it's probably like $20 or something. Every time I buy one of those, I keep them forever, but I don't feel like I write as much down in them. But if I buy these like cheap legal pads, I fill them up in like a week. It's insane.
I bet it is it because you want to make this neat and presentable?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I want it to be when people find it, they're just like, oh, wow.
Yes.
Look how good his drawings are in here, even though I don't draw or anything. But I need something to, I like doodle, so I don't know. I would like people not to read my comedy when they go through the book because that could get me into some trouble.
Yeah, like all the 2012 jokes.
Yeah, all the 2012 jokes.
In your notebooks. 2012 was like, apparently we were all like less PC.
Were we?
I don't know. It's like, I feel like all the comedians were getting in trouble from 2012 tweets. 2013.
Yeah, I think so too. It was a weird shift there. But it was like the people, I don't know. I've always just talked about myself and never, I guess I did say bitch in a couple of jokes that I tuck out, but it was never like a weird, like I was being hateful towards women or anything.
Right, right. But it was like for emphasis.
But I took that out because like that word just started offending people and I was like, well, I don't really care. I can move that around.
Right, like you don't need it.
Yeah, I don't need it.
It's not the word that made you.
Yeah, it started us.
Yeah. It's a good point. I mean, honestly, it's kind of what I say to people who are pissed about not being able to use certain words anymore. I'm like, well, that word really didn't make your comedy, hopefully, if it did.
Yeah.
Those words.
I try to take most cussing and stuff out of it. It usually starts with, like, some cuss words in it and stuff just because, like, I'll stumble on stage or something.
Yeah.
And try to find what the punchline is. But for most time, I try to take cussing and, like, if there's an offensive word like that in it, I can take it out and make a funnier word that means the same thing.
Yeah, totally.
So, I don't know. To me, I don't really care about the whole PC thing, like, as far as complaining about, there's no need. Like, if you don't want to be associated with a certain mindset, don't act that way or don't talk that way, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, you know, it is always funnier when you're able to like find other words. It forces you to like think deeper into like, why was that? Why is this joke funny?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not because I say fuck.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
Oh, it's because, yeah. Totally.
Most sometimes, like, it's the emphasis or the feeling behind the word fuck or whatever.
Right.
It's like being frustrated during the joke. That's what's funny, and you just need, like, some release valve for that, like, a word for that. And it could be anything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, totally.
Know. Yeah, but thank you for the peach. That was,
of course.
I'm halfway done with the peach.
I'm so
glad. I've never ate a peach like that before, like, just, like, a whole peach.
Are they usually sliced on top of a pie or in
they're usually in a pie. Yes.
in a shake. do you usually eat your pie? Peaches.
From your physique, I think it is shakes and pies, honestly. From my physique.
No, I don't know. Well, because if it's not whole, it's just sliced, right?
I just, when I see peaches at the store, I just don't get them for some reason. I always go for apples, bananas, like the generic. Like, to me, that's like a fancy thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whoa, we're getting into $1.99 a pound.
Totally. But, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
But bananas, like, you can buy, I don't know, like 48 bananas for $2. It's insane. Bananas are cheap. I don't see how.
It's very true. It's very true. They've been really mass produced.
Yeah.
It's made it into the main, it's in everyone's zeitgeist constantly.
Yeah.
Bananas.
Yeah.
It is, right? It is. It's just like you buy. I mean, to me,
that's the funniest sentence in the world. Like, bananas are in the zeitgeist.
Constantly.
People
don't even really think twice about it. They always have a banana at their house.
Yeah.
We just ran out yesterday.
Yeah, because you eat a lot of bananas.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, because like when you buy them, I get like a bag full on. It's seriously 48 for like $2 or something at Ralph's.
And oh, wow.
I have to eat those like quick because they're going to go bad. And then I have to freeze them and then I have them in smoothies. So it's like these bananas last me forever. I never have a banana around.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm not even like a huge fan of bananas, to be honest.
Right. That's the thing. No one, I feel like nobody really is.
Yeah. And I always heard that they attracted mosquitoes to your skin or like bugs to your skin.
Shoot, no.
But I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I heard. And so I was like, oh, I'll eat less by like mosquitoes if I don't eat bananas. And then I went a summer without eating bananas. It didn't help.
Yeah, you still got bit.
You still got bit. I don't know to the level of which I would have got bit more, but.
Yeah, because you didn't try cutting out. You only cut out bananas.
Yeah, I think I started eating more bologna sandwiches at the time too, so that could have had something to do with it.
Oh, shoot,
so,
yeah. I like bologna.
Do you like turkey bologna?
I do. I like turkey bologna. Yeah. And then just like sort of like the regular, I guess it's pig based, right? Most bologna.
I think it's beef.
Oh, it's beef. Beef based.
I always think a lot of things are pork based that aren't.
But it's not?
Yeah, like hot dogs are beef based.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just like all parts of the pig.
No, I thought it was like all parts of the cow. Like, because I always see beef.
Right.
You know, like ballpark beef.
Yeah.
So it has to be a cow. They can't call pork
beef. Even like just like, is it Oscar Mayer links? Is that the main?
Oh, yeah.
Sausage?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. Yeah. A part of me is a little like white trash. I think you'll find, you'll come to find out. Like the things I eat and the way I think about things. Like I would totally...
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I would totally, if I heard, you know, like I was like right before we started, you know, the cat parasite thing.
Yeah.
It's just one thing I hear and I just need a couple sources to say.
I need no sources.
And then I'm like, okay, it's because of that parasite in cats. Yeah. That's why suddenly.
So you try to solve everything.
Right. So I'm like, oh, if bananas cause mosquito bites, I would totally cut it out of my diet.
Yeah.
To see if it works.
Yeah, I'm that type of person.
Not that that's
too.
A white trash thing to do.
No, but it's
it's the bologna. I was talking about the bologna.
Bologna, yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. I like white trash food too, but I like it less, if that makes sense. Like over time, like I don't like Doritos or Cheetos or anything like that. I can't stand that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big ranch person.
Yeah.
But I love fried chicken and like junk like that.
Right, right, right.
But yeah, my girlfriend's like pretty white trash. She loves like Mountain Dew, Cheetos.
Oh,
like,
nice. Yeah.
Like we went to the beach and I bought her a bag of like family size Cheetos and like she was the happiest beach day she ever had.
Oh my goodness. I love that.
Yeah.
I love
that. She just doesn't care about being white trash in front of people.
Yeah. I think more and more same with me. But when I do it, it's immigrant. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
It's like suddenly an immigrant thing. Is that?
I don't know. I
think it's because, we're not, you know what I mean? Like if a white person does something that's like
poor,
it's considered white trash.
Yeah.
But if an Asian person does something weird, it's just being Asian.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like if we ate roadkill.
Yeah,
if a white person ate roadkill, they'd be like, that's a white trash person. Yeah. If an Asian person ate roadkill, it's just being Asian.
Holy shit. No, that's true.
So what does that mean? That it's the norm for us to be crazy and eat dogs and things
like
that?
I think that might be white people thinking, all right, well, there's a certain, economic level of income that is not white trash and you act a certain way. Anything below that's immigrant level status. I think that's what it is. Like
maybe.
It has to be.
Well, so I think about that sometimes. because my husband's from the South,
yeah,
and so all of my relatives on that side is South, and like pretty, not like his father was a farmer, like picked cottons and things like that, and so I think about this a lot, and I'm always like, shouldn't immigrants and white trash people, they actually have a lot in common?
Yeah, a lot.
Or like poverty, people in poverty. Yeah. Like, I would think they would, like, vote more similarly. It's so weird.
Yeah, I feel like the white trash, they always think.
And I don't like using that word. I love using white trash. I don't even know what the right, blue collar.
No, blue collar means you actually have a job. White trash does not have a job and hasn't had for quite some time.
Sure.
Yeah, but I think I'll keep using white trash as the thing, cause somebody will get offended, I'm sure. But I think white trash people always think they're going to come into money.
Oh,
They want to vote that way, maybe.
Yeah.
Because every time, like this happened in my hometown, this is kind of hysterical. This person won $1 million on the lottery.
Great.
And lived in a trailer, in a trailer park.
Yeah.
And they didn't move from the trailer, but they did get an above ground pool, 2 or 3 brand new cars, like,
hey.
Yeah, and like barely fixed up the trailer, and it's just like they spent their money, so like they were already broke by the time they like taxes and everything, like, and they spent all that, and who knows what else they spent it on, but we could just see when you drive by that like they had 3 brand new like Chevy Avalanches, you know what those
are?
The thing is, like, that Chevy Avalanche is still, like, parked out there whenever that came out, like, 2005 or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, they still use those cars and still have the above-ground pool.
Wow.
And,
They just built around the trailer park.
They just built around the trailer park.
The American dream, like, around it.
They're yeah.
Like, but my base is still gonna be me.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty much.
I think that's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool, but it's also, like, we knew they just went through their money. Like, they never had money before, so they were just going through it.
Yeah.
And I think everybody in trailer parks thinks that's going to happen to them, and they don't want other people taking their taxes to pay for, like, you know.
Right.
They think one instance is going to change their life.
Yeah.
Because it does happen
miracle.
Because those are the people that buy lottery tickets are in trailer parks and stuff, lower income.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's so crazy that you know somebody who won the lottery.
I know several people that won the lottery. There's a comic here that won the lottery. Well, he didn't win the lottery.
Was
he
it like the mega? Oh.
Yeah, the $1 million off the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, Josh Androsky.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he won $1 million, put $20 in a Big Bang Theory gambling machine at a gas station.
Yeah.
Won $1 million.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's hysterical. Okay. He had a huge party. It was where he, like said, he was running for sheriff or something. It was hysterical. It was really fun.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, he's a really funny guy. I like him.
And then, I mean, you know, yeah. And then he had a run-in with Proud Boys.
Yeah.
Was that before or after Mega Million? I'm just kidding. That was after.
Oh, yeah.
Because you go back to real life.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, that's good to know. The American dream, like, for you to know so many people.
Yeah.
That have won.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know. It's never a good story when people win. It's always it's always like they spend all their money or something terrible happens.
And most people try to, like, hide it, right? Because, you know, they're afraid that, like, enemies or relatives they don't get along with.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should edit that out about Josh. I'm pretty sure everybody knows, though. I'm pretty sure he has to have a joke about it by now.
Yeah. And some people don't mind, but, I mean, other people who... I guess, like you were saying, like, maybe people who buy lottery tickets tend to probably be a little paranoid, too.
Yeah.
Like, if they win big like that all of a sudden, you know?
I just don't think I would... If I won, I just don't think... I think I would feel really good. I'd be like, all right, well, no financial stress anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would, like, try to hide it.
Worry that the neighbor might come and steal or something.
I don't think I would spend my money that much. I think I'd just put it away and just live off the interest of it or something. So still live like a pretty meek life off the interest.
Yeah.
But just always be financially stable so you don't have to do stuff you don't want to.
Right.
But
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I could be a millionaire right now. You wouldn't know.
That's true. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're doing there.
But
so good. You're good at this, and that's a segue into lying.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. I made it so unnatural.
No, that was the most natural it's ever gone. By the way,
were you like, who knows? Who am I? Who are you?
Who am I? Who are you? What have you lied about?
Speaking of,
yeah. Well, what's a childhood lie? I feel like a childhood lie is usually pretty telling about a person.
Yeah. So one of my earliest memories is kind of like a lie, which is so weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to think I'm not that kind of person. Okay. But I remember it was me taking a nap, or I got tired. So I was around all these adults, my mom, my grandma, and a few neighbors at the neighbor's house. And there was like a futon on the ground.
Yeah.
And for some reason, like I was running around. And I think people weren't really paying attention to me. So I remembered crashing, like I remember just falling into the futon and then falling asleep.
Yeah.
For maybe like half a second, but the rest of the time. And then I heard everyone go, oh, look, she fell asleep.
Yeah.
And then I heard that, so I kept pretending to sleep.
Oh, you kept pretending to sleep?
Yeah, yeah. And then they all just, they lowered their voices because suddenly there was a child sleeping.
Yeah.
And I heard them, you know what I mean? It's kind of like I made the room change.
Is that
psychopathic?
No, I feel I've definitely done that as a child for sure.
Right.
Like I was always pretending to be asleep because I wanted to hear what they said about me. When like, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was always like one of the sneaky kids that was always like behind the wall, like listening at stuff and just like trying to create drama in the household.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I don't think that's that bad, but it is interesting that you changed the room, like the mood of the room. I never thought about that when I was doing it, that I would just change the mood of the room.
Well, it's because you wanted to know what they were saying about you.
Yeah.
For me, it wasn't necessarily about that. It was more like, oh, I've made everyone pay attention to me. Or they had to stop what they were doing, which is talking to each other.
Yeah.
And now they had to pay attention to the kid that was not sleeping. So we should whisper now. Oh, look at her. She's sleeping with her leg up, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, look. Oh, she must be cold. Someone put more blankets on her. Like it suddenly turned
about me, right?
That's
really funny.
I don't know. It's weird.
Could that be why you dance on Instagram now?
For attention? to fill the lonely void of separation anxieties? Yes, of course.
No, I love your videos. I always show them to my girlfriend. And she loves them too. I think they're hilarious.
You
dance with your whole family.
I do, yeah.
Like, that's insane. I couldn't get my family to do anything on camera. Oh. Nothing. I had my mom in a short film once.
Yeah.
And she just kept messing up her lines. And the outtakes are hysterical, but the actual like acting was really... Like at one point she picked up... like she was in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And she was just supposed to say one line and then go back to her meal or something.
Yeah.
And she says the line and then she goes and tries to drink a ketchup bottle. Like she improvised like putting a straw in a ketchup bottle and drinking out of it. It was funny, but it didn't match anything. It was just like really weird.
But, I really want to see this film.
It was the worst short film ever. It took us like 2 or 3 weekends or something, and I never edited it together like to work because we still needed more scenes and stuff.
Oh my
so.
God. No, it sounds amazing.
It was like my first like longish type film thing I did, and it was just a complete failure.
No, you can do so much with the outtakes.
I have a bunch of outtakes and stuff, but
you can do so much. I mean, there's a Thursday every week, just a TBT.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah,
I could always put it up. I'll put the my mom one up because I think I have that somewhere.
Yeah, or even just that ketchup, like trying to do that.
Yeah. That's
or if you have footage of you trying to direct her or like your voice or something.
Oh, yeah. There was cussing in it. And my mom was reacting to me cussing at someone in a restaurant or something.
Oh.
And so I had to say the line over and over. And she was getting really upset that I kept cussing. So she, like whatever her character was got madder and madder. Like the longer, more takes she had to do.
I love that.
Yeah.
Jason, that's gold.
Yeah. It was fun. Like, I wouldn't mind having my mom in other stuff, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad just doesn't care about that sort of thing. He doesn't even like going to movies.
Yeah. No, that's most of my family, too. Yep. It's not about watching other things. Yeah. It's about... I think maybe my whole, like, all the women in the family,
mm-hmm.
in my family, like, attention, maybe. Where we're like, yeah, we'll watch that movie. Or why don't we shoot something... where we're in it.
Oh, that's fun, though. I like that.
Yeah.
I could get my sister to be in stuff every once in a while, but she hated it, too. It's like nobody liked creating stuff in my household, so I was just, like, going around, like, doing stuff by myself.
Yeah.
So it was, like, always weird.
Are you the first performer in your family?
Yes and no. Like, my dad's a preacher.
Oh.
So I think that's right. Kind of similar, but I never looked at my dad's preaching and was like, oh, I want to do that.
Did we talk about this?
I don't know, maybe.
My father-in-law is a preacher.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about this.
Yeah, on TV and all that.
Oh, he's on TV?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, not to, you know, not that not we're comparing resumes. I'm like, where's your dad preaching? No, you know what I mean?
A tent.
He's, he's Jimmy Swaggart's church.
Oh,
in Louisiana.
Really?
Louisiana, yeah.
My mom would love that.
Really?
Love, yeah.
Oh.
Who is it?
What a blessing.
What's her?
Dawn Gray.
I'll ask my mom about she watched Jimmy Swaggart a lot on TV and Jesse Duplantis.
Oh,
Jesse Duplantis was like the funny preacher. He always
is he out of the same church?
He's down there somewhere. He's in Louisiana.
Oh, got it. Okay, yeah, no,
he's like a very bayou.
Yeah,
you know,
is that not how you say it?
How do you say it?
I don't
bayou.
Know. I say
bayou, right?
Look.
Yeah,
you're asking me.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was bio.
Bio?
Yeah.
I think it's bayou. But anyway,
I think it's yeah. I think you're right.
I'll go.
You
know.
Can't ask me. The other day, I was drinking,
mm-hmm.
and I was telling a story to a couple people. I trapped them, and I kept saying that I put Ryan on a pedestal. I kept uh-huh. saying it, but I wasn't getting the reaction that I thought I would,
yeah.
which is maybe like, oh, that's so sweet, or, you know,
yeah.
they kept kind of...
So you just kept
squinting
repeating
their eyes. Yeah, and I was drunk.
Yeah.
But in my head, I kept saying I put him on a pedestal.
Yeah.
But turns out the whole time I was saying I put him on a totem pole. And so the whole time...
They had no idea.
They were like, yeah, they were trying to figure out, you know, if it was like a cultural thing.
Oh,
and it always turns into that. So
yeah, I would have just thought that like you were an artist and you literally put him on a totem pole.
Yeah.
That you like
it's
were
very
making.
Violent. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like a just like a wooden figure.
Yeah.
His head.
I would immediately think, oh, that she's talking about her art or something she's doing.
Oh yeah,
because like every time I hear something like that, I automatically go to like art, because when you talk to artists, like sometimes it doesn't make any sense if
right.
you don't know what they're talking about.
Thank you. Yeah, so. That's what I said. I was like, don't mind me.
Yeah.
You know, mind yourself. You knew what I was trying to say. Semantics don't matter, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean, so yeah, or the way things are pronounced.
Yeah.
So, bio.
Yeah.
Bio and resume, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Resumes.
No, I don't know Jesse, that preacher.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of funny, but he does a weird thing where him and God talk to each other, but they're funny, like they're witty back. Like he writes witty stuff for God to say and like witty jokes. It's really weird.
Yeah, that
it's
is
very weird.
Kind of a little bit borderline.
He acts like he hears God's voice. That's where it like loses me.
Mm.
He acts like God's acts like God actually talks to him like through a normal voice or something.
While he's preaching?
Not while he's preaching, but like other things. He's like now, like God tells him to turn on lights and stuff or something. It's really weird.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's interesting. He's funny. I think I relate more to his preaching than my dad. My dad's more like a revival type preacher, like screams a lot, jumps up and down, turns red in the face.
So like Pentecostal?
No, very Southern Baptist, but just that's just the energy he has. Like he just, I don't know. I think he figured out how to preach, and he's like, well, it's more fun for me if I yell,
because
like I've gone through that in comedy where like, yeah, sometimes I just want to yell.
Yeah, so maybe I'll, you know, yeah, maybe you two.
Yeah, maybe I'll be the next Jesse Duplantis one day.
Compare notes at least, you know. Yeah. It's like, how many laughs per minute do you have?
Yeah, I would destroy my dad on that.
Does he do an hour? He does it. I mean, think about it. He does an hour every week, right?
Like 45 minutes, yeah. Yeah. And then they're singing and stuff. I think he really, I timed it one time. I think he really only does like 25, which is like feature act work. So
right,
I'm not.
That's
I'm
true.
Like I'm doing that too.
And
Dad.
Like, is he making people laugh too?
Yeah, he makes people laugh, but it's he doesn't try to do it like every Sunday. Like if something's funny, he'll put it
sure,
in. So
yeah.
It's not like
see,
you go there.
That's easier.
Yeah, that's just like podcasting. You don't have
to
be
not
funny
to,
or whatever.
You know,
it's just whatever.
Bring him down, but
yeah,
it's easier to get dramatic. You know,
yeah,
I think.
It is.
Make people feel things that are very emotional, you know, touching. That's it's easier than to, you know, form a joke.
And I think, and I think yelling also keeps people from falling asleep.
Sure, that's so there's that too.
He'll get quiet and then start yelling, and like you'll see people like jerk up, like trying to wake up. Whoa, oh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. And so you're not so the only performer in your family.
Well, I guess. Well, I married into that.
Yeah.
So.
But in your like immediate family, you said that they all like one make videos and stuff. But are they like
just
that individual? Oh, that's just recently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, so they got the courage recently. Okay.
Just more recently, or else, yeah. Most of my family members have been very like practical people.
Mm-hmm.
Very, yeah, like survival or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like it's hard to. Do anything when you like go down the practical road. Like it's hard to like get out of that.
Yeah, totally.
Because like I feel like I've been in it before, and it's just like I just want to go to work, go home, or do two things. Like I don't have time to like you know go
dream.
Yeah, dream. Yeah, I don't have time to dream.
Totally.
I don't have money to dream. I
gotta
go to work.
Yeah.
But once you get out of it, I feel like it's easier.
Yeah. That's for our generation. Yeah. We're the dreamers.
Yeah, because the jobs really don't matter for us. Like,
no, there's that too.
Yeah.
It's true. I think like at a certain point when that happens, yeah, like when it's like even if you do get a practical job, it's still hard. I'm like, well, you might as well dream.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like it's still going to suck either way. You might as well do what you want.
Yeah, totally.
Like, yeah, I feel like it would be more of a hard decision, like if it was in the 1960s or something and you're chasing a dream or, and you like got this really great job at the Ford plant or something.
I
and
know.
You can like, but that doesn't exist anymore. So whatever.
Right. But Cole.
Cole?
Cole's coming back.
Cole's coming back? Is it?
I don't know. Or,
I keep
you know,
hearing that. I
there's
hear.
Protection for Cole
makes
or an
no
attempt to it.
Yeah, but that makes no sense to me.
It's really just keeping a people.
Yeah.
From dreaming.
Yeah.
At a certain point. Because I know one of the coal miners.
Yeah.
You
they
know.
Got aspirations to be a model or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, a couple of them. And then, but then they're like, well, okay, since you're going to start protecting us and making sure our industry is relative again, relatable or relevant.
Yeah.
Then I might as well stay in it.
Yeah, well, see, what I think will happen is those people that are attention seekers are going to, that are miners and attention seekers, they're going to start their own YouTubes, which are going to turn into a new reality show on miners, which I'm going to enjoy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
so
yeah, that's
true.
So
we're keeping all these, like, shitty jobs going so we can have something to watch.
Maybe, yeah, that's
Dirty
true.
Dirty jobs? Half those jobs don't even have to be done.
That's true. Oh, that's a good log line.
Yeah.
Half those jobs don't have to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like I see so much.
Yeah, there's tons
Must Love Cole, the dating game show. Miners.
Must Love Cole. It's all miners.
It's all miners. You know, because it's like Must Love Dogs. What's that?
Yeah.
You know, blue collar show. You know?
Oh, I would love that. Blue collar. We could sell it to CMT.
Yeah. Do they show?
They have reality shows. Yeah. They had one called.
That has nothing to do with music?
No, of course not. It's just country people doing stuff. Like they had one called, I think it was Down South.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it's kind of like The Real World.
Uh-huh.
In the South,
yeah,
and there's a bunch of these crazy people living at Myrtle Beach, and like one person died somehow, like in a 4-wheeler accident. I'll have to correct that later, but I know someone died and they quit the series.
Oh my
god, so they're probably looking for a new, relatable minor yeah. dating.
I think you have to be the guy that pitches it.
Oh, for sure.
You're the host.
Oh, I was like, this doesn't go anywhere unless I'm the host.
No, you are the host. Where you're like, yeah.
Dude, I would so host a CMT thing.
And you just do different minds every episode.
That would be so funny. Yeah. Or just I find like girls in the hometown.
Yes.
And like go pretty woman them.
Yes.
And then set them up on dates.
Totally.
Oh, dude, I love
Must
that.
Must Love Cole hosted by, yeah.
Yeah, Must Love Cole.
Oh, this is you. Yeah.
Dude, we're pitching it. I'm writing it down.
No, I'm pretty serious because there's a market there.
I would do that. It sounds fun.
Yeah.
Let's do it. We'll both write it down and pitch it.
I think it's, you know, I don't know why I'm still pitching it to you to pitch
No,
it.
I'm sold. I'm sold on anything for yeah. the most part, but that one just sounds really ridiculous and funny, so I want to do it. Like, I have no qualms hee-hawing my way through this business with
you
my
got
accent.
To.
I'll do it.
No, yeah,
care.
Someone's got to be, you know, the bridge.
Yeah, the bridge. That's what they call me, Jason, the bridge.
Yeah, totally. I mean, if it's...
I'm the reason Trump's not going to get reelected.
Yeah, because you're going to sneak your way in to CMT.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, all right, listen. Yeah. I know y'all sound like me, but we don't have to be voting like I sound.
Yeah, they're like, what? You know, we thought this was Must Love Cole. And why are you preaching? And you're like, no, we're going to get to the dames.
Yeah.
Who are here to meet, you know, our fine.
That does sound fun. It sounds like it could be emotionally jarring, though. To be honest, like to find someone in a home, like it's a small coal community and you're finding,
it's very small,
and you're finding someone and like making them feel good about themselves and putting them on a date with someone that hopefully we'll put a little bit of political into her and just be like, all right, try to get him not to vote for Trump or something.
Right. So,
and
then okay. Yeah.
He'll quit the coal mine and he'll start working for Tesla.
Yeah.
And like,
oh yeah. See, now
it's a cleaner world.
It's yeah, that's a whole thing. Yeah. So you have to get girls that are actually more progressive.
Yeah.
Who are down to
in this small town.
Yeah.
It's going to be a rough one. We might have to ship people.
Totally. And assuming all these minors aren't already hitched, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like most minors would be hitched because, like, you know, they probably marry early because getting all that in your lungs is not going to be good for you.
But
so.
Imagine the drama, like let's say an affair starts.
Oh
between
my god.
You know what I mean? Minors hitched, but
forget
he
about
likes Priscilla. The more progressive
younger
dame from North Carolina.
Oh, my God. I just know one of the dates is going to be at the county fair.
Yes.
That's all I know.
Yes, of course.
First dates at the county fair.
Yeah, and you've set up all these like things they could do, you know. But it's you presenting the county fair first. Hey, it's Jason. Today we're at North Carolina County Fair or whatever. You know, Raleigh, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's you're eating some of the foods first. Of course, it's a travel log show as
well. Yeah, you travel... Yeah, it's a fun show.
You're like fried butter, fried pickle. We got it all.
Yeah.
But don't forget, Must Love Cole or something, you know, and then the show starts.
Must Love Cole. Oh, that would be great.
Cole Stone? Oh.
If Must Love Cole was only filmed at county fairs. Like, it's like a TV game show almost.
Yeah.
And we just go, or that's the last episode is like, of them dating, this whole series is like a reality show, and then the last one is like a game show type thing where you talk about what happened.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, I think we should pitch it. Honestly, if True TV doesn't take that right away, they can go fuck themselves.
Oh my god! I mean, what are they doing these days? I mean, what are the you know, I'm not gonna name them, but
yeah, I'm not gonna name names at True TV, but they know who they are, the unprogressive bastards.
I think this is good, you know, like liberal redneck. I know this is not exactly what you were hoping to talk about today on this podcast, but you know, like what's in Trey, right?
Trey Crowder.
There was an attempt there, right, to bridge too,
but
so,
there's
something to it,
there's something to it, but I don't. I'm also not one of those people that care too much about it.
Yeah. But I mean, if it's accidental.
Yeah, if it's accidental, for sure. I just don't feel like, I don't feel like I'm Southern, and I don't feel like I'm anything else really. Like, I have a Southern accent, but I don't know. Like, my girlfriend has a joke like about me being Southern, and also like I longboard. Like, I have no interest in anything that's Southern.
Right, right.
Like, it's all my interests are like more like California based, I guess, or something. Like,
yeah, I'm just into but your that. Body, I like the idea. This is a whole different okay. thing. We shouldn't even be talking about this right now, probably. But I think I like the idea of like somewhere in your stand up talking about the fact that you don't feel that way, yeah. but like genetically, like. Your body is still fighting to try to be all like
oh dude that's
for
funny.
The work you know like yeah. not being able to like I for my body only sleeps 6 hours and other things that make you
that
like
is funny I like that thank you
well I thought it was funny that it's like you were you know like genetically still
yeah
made to be like a working class
yeah, like just a blue collar like I wake up every morning like, put on a jumpsuit
I wake up to the sun you know what
yeah.
I mean like
yeah
like when it hits my eyes that's when I'm up
I wake up before the sun and offer it coffee
totally yeah and other things that you do that tends to be
yeah no I'm down to do yeah. that for sure
I think it's funny
that's a good writing prompt for me yeah. I'll write it and I'll let you know how it
look,
goes
look I only really really said this because I've been meaning to want to workshop jokes with someone for a while
oh yeah
we should do that sometime.
Yeah we can do that for sure I'm yeah. down to do that I yeah. like workshopping jokes and stuff because yeah. To me I feel like I can write any joke if I had the premise for it like
it's yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like bouncing premises off people. I'm like, well, is this funny? Even though I tried it and it didn't work, but yeah. I can make it funny.
Yeah, yeah,
type
yeah.
Deal. Yeah.
Kind of like giving each other hashtags.
Yeah, yeah, hashtags.
Right? To
yeah.
be like, okay, now work off of the idea of this. Yeah. Right? Yeah, I think there's yeah. something to it.
Hashtags. Hashtags. That's a totem pole thing.
That's a what?
You said give each other hashtags?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
just
yeah.
tags?
Oh. Oh, like an actual, like, you know when there's a Twitter prompt with a hashtag?
Oh, you go back in and give it a hashtag?
No. You know how they're like, okay, now, kind of like at midnight.
Oh, okay.
Right? So,
okay,
like, the hashtag comes first, and then you have to come up with a joke after that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Something like that.
Okay. I got
but
it
But I knew what you meant, like, adding a tag to a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get the hashtag. I was like, is that something I'm not understanding? And it was.
You get it. Yeah.
yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, here, the prompt today is Second Civil War letters.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that
yeah,
when
yeah,
that
yeah,
came
yeah.
out and we all, you know, I got excited about that prompt.
Yeah. So, I like writing prompts and stuff. It's just like fun to do. Like,
yeah.
Just, I don't know.
I haven't done that. I don't do that on my own.
I don't do. Yeah, no, I don't either. Like yeah. if someone like helps me or gives, like there was some app that I was doing. They'd give you a writing prompt, and it would be like a bad writing prompt, but like it would help just go
right.
through and just
yeah,
we'll
yeah,
try
yeah.
to write something.
Oh, I have something. Maybe that you. I'll give this to you later. But
okay.
Well, actually, here's a gift.
Oh God.
Because I got this thinking that it was actually like ideas that
yeah.
I could write every day.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a prompt book.
Oh, it's a. What?
But it's very, like, inspirational, and it's a three-year book, so it's a long
three-year book.
I was like, that's too long of a commitment. I
yeah,
really,
I haven't even dated
anyone that
long.
I wrote one thing one time, but if you want it, if for some reason. But you have to do it by date, so.
Oh, so I have to start.
It's like January 5th. Places I want to go this year, and it's like 20.
I feel like this could be very depressing if I go back and look at it. I'm gonna have to change my life.
If you want it, like I've been trying to get rid of it for a long time. Nobody.
Oh yeah,
ever.
I'll take it.
I
sure. I'll try to do it. I'll see how long I can do it, and I'll let you know when I stop.
Jason, it's a 3-year commitment.
A 3-year commitment.
You can't write half of it. You can't write for a year and then give it to someone else. That's trash.
Oh, yeah, but what if it just becomes like a token of everybody's lived life?
Oh, yeah, like 3 different people
yeah.
over the course of 3 years.
Yeah, I'll give it to you after a year. And
oh,
then
yeah,
it'll be
that's
kind
of cool. And then that, yeah. And it's like I constantly have to compare myself to you and what you did last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like Instagram, but way personal.
Totally. I can see your handwriting. I'm like,
you can see my handwriting. That's
I can see. Yeah, it's just like a whole thing.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
I know we didn't get to the lies.
Yeah, no. We got one lie in, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, have you told a lie like as an adult that you're either ashamed of, never said before?
Yeah.
Or got caught? Have you ever caught someone in a lie?
Oh, have I called other people out on lies?
Yeah.
Not as much, no. More just, yeah. Recently I lied to Ryan, my husband.
Oh, really? I feel like that has to happen a lot.
it was like a, it was a weird thing where I didn't know where it came from. It usually happens that way. I hope so. Yeah. Or else you're a psychopath if you get really good at it, I guess, and you don't care. But there's this store around here. I feel so weird even telling you. There's a store around here, like a boutique store that I walked into, and then the woman was looking at me weird. And then the woman working there, she kept looking at me weird. And then I think I had my phone in my hand. But I was looking at stuff, and then I put my phone in my purse, but I could see her look at me weird. And she was like, excuse me. And then I was like, oh, that was my phone.
Yeah.
But that was it. That was it. But then I came home and I was like, she made me.
Oh, you exaggerated it.
She made me. Yeah. She made me go to the counter and show her my purse, and she looked at my purse and everything inside of it. I mean, I don't even,
You just wanted to make it more exciting. I don't think that's a lie for sure, but it also just made the mundane story that you had that affected you, like your feelings, it made it more interesting to him, which would, you were pretty much.
So much so, he did something about it.
Oh,
he was so pissed. Yeah.
Oh, God.
He was like, well, that's fucked up. I'm going to call them. I was like, oh, no, you don't have to. And he's like, no, that's framing someone because you're a person of color. Yeah. Suddenly it turned into this bigger thing. He's like, oh, because you're a woman of color. She thought, oh, maybe you're a tourist and you're stealing things or whatever, these racists, you know. And he called the store, and then he was talking to them outside. And I was like, I don't know what to do. It's gone too far. And then he came back in. He's like, they're denying the whole thing. Can you believe that? Those motherfuckers, they're denying the whole thing. And then he got on Yelp and put a review of them.
Oh, damn. This seems like it went on for days.
It was just that afternoon.
Oh, my God. He got a lot done.
He jumped on it because he's a good person.
Yeah.
Wow. You know what I mean?
Like, have you told him yet?
No, of course. Yeah. That afternoon, I felt like shit. And I was like, I might have exaggerated. Oh, the whole thing. I'm sorry. I literally didn't know. I had never seen a lie go that far. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So fast. Yeah. It got escalated fast because then they called him back on his phone and were like, we saw the Yelp review. Can you please take it down? Like, that didn't happen. Yeah. And he's like, what's going on? And then I was like, I'm sorry. I'm a psychopath. They didn't look in my bag. I don't know why I added that part. I was like, I'm a bad person, and I never. I literally said those things.
Oh, that's
like,
so funny.
Fast. I was like, I have no idea who I am anymore. I'm a psychopath, and I'm a bad person. I'm so sorry. And then I had to go to coffee with MK Paulson.
Oh, did you?
So I was like in a weird haze.
Because you just got.
I got to leave the house too.
Yeah. Well.
You know. Well, my husband.
That's hysterical.
Sat here like, who the fuck is my wife?
Yeah.
You know.
You're just a completely different person to him now.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's fine. I think it's just like when you see someone overreact or react. Well, he probably reacted appropriately.
Yeah, I would do that if someone I cared about was just framed.
Yeah.
And embarrassed and harassed like that.
Yeah, but now you know you don't need to exaggerate. So maybe you learned something, you know? You're like, maybe I shouldn't exaggerate to make the story more interesting to him.
Yeah.
If it's going to cause him to fly off the handle and go do stuff about it.
Yeah. Or, like, why did it even need to be interesting?
Yeah. I think it was only because you were trying to make it, make him feel the way that you felt that one moment was, in that moment that you were showing, putting your phone or telling him or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, I don't know, that's the way you felt, like you were just being, like, harassed or whatever when it was just something simple.
Yeah.
And you wanted him to feel the way that you felt by telling him the story a different way.
Some of my friends have sort of tried to tell me that same thing.
Oh, really?
And they're like, yeah, maybe it's because usually people don't believe you.
Yeah.
Or if, you know, you have been in instances where they don't believe you.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, I didn't know it needed to be that deep. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing this thing where I'll think more about my own actions and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is really weird that this could have caused this or whatever. And
totally.
It's just like, oh my God, I don't even know who I am. It's
the
same situation. It's just like, you're like, why would I act that way because this happened? And then you're like, oh, well, I was right.
Yeah. It's but really I guess it always comes from like wanting to be taken a certain way or perceived
mm-hmm. yeah,
a certain way, yeah. maybe.
Yeah.
The one other time I could remember that I lied, and that was more recent, so I remember it. I guess this was also within like the 4 years that mm-hmm. I've been living in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
I went to Trader Joe's, and I was I bought a lot of the desserts in the frozen aisle.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like I just had a weird craving, mm-hmm. and so it was like I got a tub of ice cream, and I remember getting one of the New York cheesecakes that they have. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever had
I'll
it.
Do.
It's
I'll
really
no.
good.
I New love York Trader cheesecake. Joe's.
It's so good.
My girlfriend hates cheesecake, so if I get it, I know I'm the only one eating it. And then when I eat the whole thing, I'm like, I've ate a whole cheesecake. Like
yeah.
there's literally nobody else in this house is eating it.
It's a commitment.
Yeah.
And it's thick. But it's you can keep it in the freezer,
yeah.
so it's pretty good.
Yeah, but I have no willpower when there's a cheesecake in the
you will eat it. Oh, I'm such a cheesecake person too.
I love cheesecake, and pies. I love them better than cake. I don't like cake that much.
Yeah, me too. I guess
I think it's like I don't like the airiness of it. I want something that has like a thick consistency.
Uh huh.
Like
you want
feels
you
filling.
Want tangible evidence
yeah.
you are eating.
Yeah. I don't want to get the same
Sweets.
Calories. Yeah, I don't want to get the same calories for something
yeah.
that's air.
No. You
want
to feel it through your teeth.
Yeah. You don't want it all to be on top and all the calories be the icing. You're like, give me some apples, dude. Give me some apples. Give me some cinnamon.
It's true.
Give me some ice cream on top.
I knew you yeah. were a pie person. That's
yeah,
why
I love pie.
I didn't mean to assume, but
no,
with
I'm,
the peach
I'm
slices
every-
on pies,
yeah.
I saw it in
No, peach
in my
cobbler
head.
Is...
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'll make some peach cobbler. I have had peach cobbler. Like, that is probably the last time I had a peach was in a peach cobbler. That's disgusting.
I'm not crazy.
Yeah, no, you're not crazy.
I know people.
I feel like most people's assumptions about me are right, usually.
Well,
unless it's bad. But, like, when it's something stupid, like, oh, I bet you eat this or I bet you do this. And I'm like, yeah, that's about right.
But it is crazier to just eat a peach fruit whole.
To me, yes.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's
yeah.
not a normal
I think it's
thing.
Because it has so much sugar in it that your fingers get sticky when you eat it.
Yeah.
And so it's not something I go to. Everything has to do with like what it feels like. Like a banana doesn't make my hands feel sticky.
Yeah, there's protection.
Yeah. And apples, I cut them up, doesn't feel sticky. Well, sometimes apples feel sticky. I don't
know.
But
it's like rock hard. It doesn't just like,
yeah.
You know, deteriorate
yeah.
in your... plastic bag or wherever you put it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, what were we talking about?
Oh, cheesecake, ice cream. I got a few dessert things, but it was like a lot.
Yeah.
For just a woman chopping on her own at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And when I went to the cash register, I saw the cashier looking at all the I'm sure we've all done it.
Yeah.
You know, like feel like, "Oh, you know, I'm being judged for what I'm buying."
Yeah.
You know, we all have.
Yeah.
But at the moment she was, you know, ringing up all the desserts that I had gotten and I only had only gotten desserts. I found myself just say to her, "Oh, my kids really love these desserts." And like out of nowhere.
Yeah. You just said
I
your
was
kids
like, that's so weird. Yeah. I have no kids.
Yeah. Like
why
I would
did you do that?
Yeah. I feel the same way only because like when I don't like Trader Joe's cashiers.
Yeah.
They are nice and everything, but they always try to guess what you're going. I don't know if it's something they try to guess what you're going to eat tonight.
Oh.
By what you're buying there. They're like, "Oh, it's a pizza night?"
That's true. They
and
put
I'm
it
like,
together.
I'm like, "Don't guess what I'm going to eat, dude. What if I want to eat these separately? It's none of your business, dude. This
yeah.
is like we don't care about each other. Like, I'm not, you right. know, like, we're playing a game where we're being nice.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
neither one of us care enough to, like, tell you what we're going to eat tonight. Like, you don't care.
Yeah, no,
like, there's
I know.
No way you care what I'm going to eat tonight.
Yeah, but you feel the...
Yeah.
You feel them, you know, like,
yeah,
thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's a judgment.
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah it is a... I think it is a judgment.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, we do odd things as humans, like buy, you know, maybe throw in a celery as decoy.
That's how they know. That's why they put the stuff there at the counter. They're like, oh, well, if they come in and get condoms and they're embarrassed, they'll buy a chocolate bar, too. You know, that's why they put all that stuff there, like all the stuff you might need.
I thought it was to get a couple more dollars out of us. I mean, that is the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. But I think it's mostly because of that, because when you see someone go in and buy one thing, they're like, ugh. I don't want to spend on my debit card just for one thing or something. Right. And then grab another one.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Trader Joe's makes me uncomfortable. I caught my girlfriend lying this week.
Oh, really?
She still says she's not lying. But she was going to the store to get us like pizza for like, we were going to make pizzas that night.
Yeah.
And I asked her, how much do I owe her for like my half or whatever? And she said $20. I'm like, we got two pizzas and it was $40. I was like, how is that possible? I was like, we could have like went out to eat for $40 instead of like buying
pizzas frozen.
Yeah. And then she's like, yeah. And then I got a succulent and I got this and I got that. I'm like, well, why am I paying for the succulent when like this pizza is not good, by the way? Like, we got the wrong crust. And it cost me $20.
No, totally. Oh, shoot.
Yeah. So I just like have been, I don't know, picking on her about that. Because like, it's like, yeah, I can't I can't send you to the store because it like costs me too much. I'm like, every time I think to ask you to buy me, like that's if I so asked her funny. For a peach, I'd be like, that's $15. It's $15 for a peach.
Oh my God.
She's like living this extravagant lifestyle and like clothes are falling apart.
through split, what is it called? Like going, what is it called when you...
Dutch.
Going Dutch.
Yeah. Yeah, she's eating caviar and I'm eating a bologna sandwich.
Going Dutch only works if both of you get to have the same stuff.
Well, see, like I usually, like she... We like alternate normally. Like we're like, all right, I'll pay for food this time, you pay food next time. But it always ends up on me like the most expensive meal out of the ones, you know?
Yeah.
Like she'll say, I got us McDonald's last night, and I'm like, all right, well, I'll buy $40 Chinese tonight. Like it never evens out. And I think she's upset that I'm figuring it out. I think it's a plot in her head. She's like, all right, well, if I do this, I'll do that. But she does other stuff, too. I'm just picking on her. But
no, of course. This is just about food.
Yeah, it's just about food. This is just about what's for dinner. Yeah, it's just hysterical. It's just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But so there was that lie. That's the only lie I think that's happened this week to me.
Yeah, that's almost cute. It's like... very, very forgivable. It's funny.
Yeah, it's money. It doesn't really matter. Like to us, I feel like money just goes between us so often it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So
but it's fun to pick on people. So
no, totally. Yeah.
But well, that's about all the time we have for the podcast. Do you want to do you have another lie, or do you want to like call someone out? Or
no, I don't know. No.
Just call them out, and we'll end it. And like, I have no explanation.
But I have like somebody that I haven't talked to in a long time.
Yeah.
No, those are my lies, and
I think that would. I don't know. I enjoyed that. Like that was really. Those are like such little lies, and I can see you getting upset. Like with. Like that going so far, it's so funny to me.
The first instance, the Trader Joe's one is fine. Yeah. I do a lot of things like the Trader Joe's one.
Yeah, those are little white lies. I don't think those really affect who you are. I think that's just...
No, it's just me trying not to, you know... Yeah.
You're trying to fit in. To me, like, I always, like, I'll make up stuff just because I don't want people to know who I actually am, you know? Like that, I would have said, like, the dad thing, too, just so they didn't ask me why I had a comedy festival t-shirt on or something, you know? Like, I'll do that. So I don't have to... Like, I lie to Uber drivers and Lyft drivers all day long about what I do. I'm not telling you anything.
Yeah, that's true. That makes sense,
I tell them I'm a programmer.
Oh, wow. Yeah. They must love that. But then they have so much more to tell you, probably.
Yeah, sometimes people have, like, pitched, like, apps and stuff to me. And I'm like, oh. I was like, I literally have no idea what a programmer is, to be honest. I just say I do code. Yeah, I have no idea what they do. But, like, I got a lot of ideas now from Uber drivers.
Yeah, so. I bet you do.
Yeah, we'll start writing them down.
We got to pitch that show, though.
Honestly, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's hysterical.
It's just a working title.
Yeah, working
Must
title.
Must Love Cole. It was just, you know, yeah. just came up in
yeah,
my
head. Just came up, but yeah. it's great.
Yeah.
I still like Must Love Cole. That is like... What's it called? Must Love Dogs, I guess.
Must Love Dogs. Yeah.
But Must Love Cole, it's so perfect. I think it's a perfect title. I think that's where we should stand our ground on this.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we will. Yeah.
I would be so excited if Must Love Cole makes it to pilot season next year. That would be so
hilarious. Oh my God,
hilarious.
Just general pilot season?
Just general pilot season where like we could just film one. That would be great.
Yeah. I mean... I don't know, like, you know, you think that, I mean, Roseanne was a whole series again, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And then you're like, oh, I didn't know if they were still serving that part of the nation.
Yeah, I never.
But, you know.
Yeah, they are. I never watched the new one.
Oh, like I started to.
Was it good?
I had never seen the old one.
Ooh. Oh, okay, yeah, I saw the old one, but I didn't like the old one because in the South, like, for some reason, seeing, like, dingy, like, furniture and stuff, like, I just didn't like the aesthetics of it, so I never watched it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I watched Married with Children, who had a similar aesthetic, but I thought Married with Children was way funnier.
I see, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I could go back and watch the old Roseanne, but it's just so much commitment only to, like, come back and watch the new ones again to compare it, only for it to be, it's canceled anyway.
Yeah, so who cares?
So, yeah.
Yeah, I still haven't watched The Sopranos, and I'm trying to watch those, but
yeah,
it's going to take me so long.
Sopranos, yeah, I was very surprised. Yeah. I watched it like 10 years after it had been
playing. Is it worth the binge watching, or is it just
it
like...
It is, yeah, if you really want to like, you know, just... God, it's a lot of time, though, you know?
Yeah.
And I know you need
How much
to
time
edit
is
this.
It? Yeah, I got to edit this.
And
I got lots.
We have a pitch to write, so...
Yeah, that's a lot. So, Paranos, you know what?
Seasons and seasons.
Is it? How many is it? Because my girlfriend convinced me to do it, and I've never watched it because it's been so much. And I was like, I'll only watch one episode. Like,
yeah,
I don't watch TV.
Watch, like, two episodes. It's good. It's actually really good.
Okay, I told her I could watch one episode a day, if that. So, if that's commitment, that could go on for, like, a year or something, it seems like.
Yeah, maybe longer, because assuming you get interest, you need to watch something else.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Yeah.
I just hate LA in the way that, like, there's just always something you're supposed to be watching.
I know. I can't. Yeah. I can't keep up. I just started watching. I can't stop this podcast.
Oh, we can stop at any time.
No, yeah, yeah. It's... That's the beauty, though.
Yeah.
And that's why we're going to put your show out there.
Yeah, Must Love Cole.
Yeah.
I'm already working on season two. In my head, I'm on season
two.
Great.
You take it to... Yeah, it's like season one's carnivals.
Yeah.
Fairs.
Fairs.
Season two is like, you know...
We should do it kind of like... We could do it like The Bachelor or something, like the next season. Like, we get the girl and she gets to pick from minors instead of just setting them up on dates.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We
bring
all
the
ones
chooser.
Together and then we make it like a Must Love Cole and it's The Bachelor, basically.
Yeah. Is it in a mine, though?
Yeah, it's in the mining town.
It takes place in the... Okay, in the town.
Yeah, and if they win, they get married in the mine.
Should they do challenges, like mining challenges?
Yeah, I think they should.
Like, yeah, like how long can you... Yeah.
Hold your breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the mine or something. I don't know.
Yeah, or yeah. I actually realize I don't know the process of mining.
I don't either. I know there's a canary in the mine, and that tells them if there's like a gas leak or something, and the canary would die, and they're supposed to get out.
Really?
So there's a lot of puns we could do about like red flags and the canary in the mine.
Oh, my God. That's great.
So I think there's a lot to work with.
Yeah.
All right. That's coming 2019. All right. Thank you.
So stoked. Thank you.
Bye.